Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Bless you on today. I hope that everything is going well. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. Bless us through your word. Help us, Lord, on today. Help us to not fight against one another. You said this will men know that we are your disciples if we have love one to another. Lord, help us to love one another. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Book of John, John chapter 16, we are now at verse 16. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. We've been dealing with and talking about the Comforter, the coming Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and what the Spirit of Truth is going to do for the believer, what he was going to do for the disciples, and now what he is doing for us. And he is helping us, and he is revealing Jesus Christ to us. He is leading and guiding us into all truth. So now we're at verse 16 of John chapter 16, and it reads, "A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." And so Jesus is dealing with them about what is getting ready to transpire. And I want to talk a minute about time. Time, because he says, "A little while and ye shall not see me." That is talking about the crucifixion. In just a little while, Jesus would be gone. Just a little while. "And a little while, and then ye shall see me," means after the resurrection. Now, Jesus was seen after the resurrection for 40 days, but Jesus is now at the right hand of God. And, you know, a day, it says in Scripture, a day is as 1,000 years to God and 1,000 years as a day. And when we talk about time, the reference and the relevance of time to us doesn't mean the same thing to God. I want to give you a definition, as it says, a definition in the dictionary about time. It says, "The indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole." Now, when we talk about that definition of time, it is a everlasting time. Let's go over to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. And this is how Jesus describes himself. He says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." There is no stopping and starting when it comes to God. He is the self-existent one. He has always been. And so when we talk about time, and Jesus says in John 16:16, "Yet a little while," well, Jesus died and rose 2,000 years ago. Now to him, it's a little while. To us, we're not going to live on this side that long, even to have that type of time reference. Thousands of years, we have it in books, but we're not here to witness that. Another definition of time is a point of time as measured in hours and minutes. We can measure our time by the calendar of months and days and years, but time has no real God lives in the present and in the future. He sees the past. He sees it all in one shot. We don't. And so when Jesus talks about "yet a little while, you shall see me," it's been 2,000 years. We don't know when the Lord is coming back. But to God, it's like it's tomorrow. To us, It could be tomorrow, it could be 1,000 years from now, it could be 5 days, it could be 50 years. We have no understanding when he is coming back, but it's the difference in reference of time is what I'm saying. He's saying, a little while, disciples, you shall see me. In a little while, you won't, because I'm going to ascend, because I'm going to my Father. But in a little while, you shall see me again. Let's go on to verse 17. Then said some of the disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father. So they're asking amongst themselves about this time frame. What is he even saying? What is he referencing? A little while, he's going to be gone, and then we'll see him in a little while. In verse 18, they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. Saying, why are you asking amongst yourselves? Ask me. Talk to me. Now, I want to back up just a little bit when we're talking about a little while and you will see me. Back up to verse 16, because from 16 to 19, it's talking about the same reference of this phrase, a little while. A little while. Now, after Jesus died, was buried for 3 days, was resurrected, accomplished the task of redeeming mankind to all them that will believe, has ascended, and now he is on the right hand of God. The next course of events that we will see him, okay, as far as ascending to him, okay, let's go on to, and I'm not talking about death here, because when we die, we shall be in the presence of the Lord. We shall be in paradise. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure if we're going to be consciously walking around heaven at that time. I'm not sure about that. But what I am sure about is what Scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians is the next event that where Jesus will, we will see him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's where the rapture takes place, where the people of God that believe in God, those that are asleep and dead in Christ, shall rise first to meet the Lord in the air. And we which are alive, if we are alive at that time, the believers in Christ, will meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is the next event that shall happen. I was listening to somebody talking about the difference between the rapture and the second coming. It is a difference. The next is the rapture of the believers. I am a believer in pre-trib, which means that the believers will not go through the tribulation period of the 7 years. And we'll be talking about the tribulation period coming up soon. But we will escape the tribulation. We will be with the Lord in the air, and then he will come back in the second coming. Please join me on the Word in Me on Monday as we talk about this phrase, a little while, in John chapter 16, beginning at verse 16. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your weekend. God bless.